What's up, guys? What's going on? I'm Paul. This is Pauline Theology's Daily Devotional with Trust in Jesus Ministries. We're going through Genesis. We're in chapter 39, verses 1 through 6. We're back on the story of Joseph. And hope you guys are enjoying going through Genesis, man. It's been quite a journey. And we are actually on the last bit of Genesis. These are the last chapters as we talk about Joseph. And then we'll finish off with the blessings of the patriarch. So if you haven't checked it out, man, go ahead and read 39, 1 through 6, Genesis 39, 1 through 6. And let's get this show started, man. So what is Genesis 39, 1 through 6 talking about? We see that God has blessed Joseph as he is headed down to Egypt, as he has been sold. Now he has been bought. A little transitionary note. We went from being sold his brother's part. And then now we're talking about being bought, his life in Egypt. But it says he was bought and that the Lord was with him. Man, those are good words, aren't they? Those are good words. Yahweh was with him. That's what it says. Man, and that's a beautiful thing about life in Christ, is that he is with us as well. And so after that, it says that quite a few times, Yahweh was with him. Then it says that whenever this guy saw, Potiphar saw that Yahweh was with him, that he placed him over everything. There was not one thing that Potiphar left out of his hands except for food. Now that's a weird thing to say. He gets to have everything except for food. But as I was reading through some commentaries, it was talking about how this could be a euphemism for his wife. And I can't remember exactly why it was some words that they were talking about that align with those things. But I can't remember. I'm sorry, guys. But we will see that Joseph says the same thing later on in the next part of the story. And he switches that with his wife. So that's also an indicator that that could be a part, or that could be what that means. But anyway, how can we find God in this? Well, he's sovereign and he's faithful, man, because he is taking care of Joseph, being faithful to his promise, because we're going to see that this story kind of starts the movement of all of the sons of Israel to Egypt. And then remember that when God was speaking with Abram about the promises and telling him the future events of what's to occur for his progeny, he said that his people will be wanderers in a foreign land for, I think, 400 years. And this is the start of that movement. This is the start of this fulfillment of the promise. So we see that he's sovereign and faithful in creating that to happen. He's trustworthy as well, because we see that he is doing the very thing that he said he was going to do. But we also see that he's faithful and sovereign to the promises because of the blessings that Joseph is getting is falling on whomever he is over or under, I guess. And so because of Joseph being over all of Potiphar's house, it says that Potiphar was blessed in the field and in the house. So everything that Joseph touches is being blessed. And so because Potiphar is blessing Joseph, you know, taking care of him, giving him all that he needs or wants, then Potiphar is being blessed as well. And that's another fulfillment. It says those who bless the seed of Abraham, they will be blessed. And this is just another picture of the promise being fulfilled. Joseph, kind of like the Midas man. Everything he touches turns into gold. What's being said about man here is that those who bless the family, those who bless the seed, will be blessed. That's a principle that is carried throughout this. The promise of God fulfilling all that he said, well, this is one of those things. And so if we as human beings will bless And this blessing is the seed, which is Jesus, which we find Paul talking about. He said that seed is Jesus. That seed that will bless the nations, that is Jesus. And so if we bless Jesus, if we align our lives with Jesus, if we trust in his promises, then we will be blessed as well. We can bless ourselves by blessing him. Basically, that is it for mankind, for human beings, is that we should be blessing God as he blesses us in return. But also integrity is important, man. We're gonna see that Joseph is gonna be put to the test, but it is because of the promises that God has placed on him that he's able to receive these blessings, man. Discipleship is important. Discipleship is important. Because we're going to see in the next episode or the next part of the story how important it is. So how do we apply these? How do we apply these truths to our lives? Well, I think it's important for us to recognize this faithfulness of God, this trust in who he is, and then recognize that those who bless him, he will bless. Believe it. Believe it. Start blessing the king now. If you ain't blessing Jesus, go ahead and bless him. Bend the knee. Kiss the ring. Because he is infinitely worthy. And if I could tell you how good he was, man, whoo, how good he is, not was, is. Because he's continually good. So bless the king. God bless you guys. And I'll see you in the next episode as we continue the Joseph saga.